Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Look at this.
Whoa.
It would appear that Al Jackson has a job ushering at a Broadway theater.
Yes, he does look like he's about to show us to our seats.
We'll find out what I'm talking about in a second. There's Ace, there's Chick, that's Josh. This is Tom, that's Willie. Christy Lee's at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Ms. Jessica Alsman's through the glass behind the wall. And then we have a Mr. Godwin in the Oxford Gold Performance Room. We are joined by comedian Al Jackson from The Daily Blast. On a television
screen. Well, hello, sir.
Hey, Al, you've got a tie on with a tie clip.
Tie ball.
Yes.
And a red vest and a white shirt. You look very, very professional. Once again,
well, thank you. I noticed you didn't say nice, just professional.
No, you look real nice.
You look very sharp.
Very sophisticated.
But I feel like you're going to, as Josh said, guide me to my seat.
We could do that. I was going for the Untouchables look today. Little Kevin Costner, 1992, was that?
I think you need a fedora for that, don't you?
Yeah, and a Tommy gun.
Fedoras are a very weird hat, and they only work for certain guys smoking a vape.
You don't think you could wear one? I don't know, Al. You can pull off anything.
I think if I did, it would age me, and I turned 44on Monday.
Tuesday.
What? Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't even know when my birthday is, but yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I think a fedora, like, that's when it's time to get the trench coat and just start reminiscing on my life, which I'm ready for.
All right.
Well, you look very nice, Al.
Yes.
Well, thank you, sir.
Now, you asked me to fill out a special form.
Yeah, Tom, I wanted to do it a little different today, man. Usually I quiz you, but today I sent you some homework. First of all, showing you what our kids have been going through, getting their homework from the teacher via email. Mm-hmm. So I sent you some questions, and I'm going to read everybody the questions that you sent. And you actually wrote this down. I have a screenshot that I want us to post on the Bob and Tom Twitter after we're done. You did well. And what I wanted you to do is just translate some slang. So for everybody in the studio and listening, I will read what I sent to Tom and what his response. The first thing I asked to Tom, I said, write a sentence where you say that you got into your car to pick stuff up for your party and you have to grab some liquor and you have to use a slang word for liquor and some marijuana. You need a slang word for that. And we needed a slang word for the fact that it's going to be a fun party. And here's what Tom wrote. Tom writes, hopped in my hoopty. We saw that coming.
Yeah.
To pick up stuff for my party. Had to grab some hooch and reefer from the store. It's going to be jumping.
Okay. Yeah.
What are you doing, the 20s?
He pulled me back in with jumping. I mean, the reefer that threw me.
Right.
But are you guys happy with that sentence? I'm going to give him a check mark for that.
Yeah, I would give him a check.
How would you write that sentence?
Instead of hoopty, what would you say? I hopped in in my whip. And then how would you say grab some liquor and marijuana?
You could call liquor just lick. Remember we talked about Henny? That would have been acceptable.
That's the specific type. That's the Hennessy, though, right?
It is.
That wouldn't be. Yeah. So you're having a limited amount of offerings for your friends.
What? Oh my God.
No, it's like when people say Coke, but they just mean soda.
Yeah.
Al, could you say secured the bag as an all-encompassing for booze and for pot? Could you say I secured the bag, went out there, got all the party supplies?
I associated the bag with money.
Got it.
But I don't know. Do you and your, because you're younger than me, do you and your friends refer to it as just like the all-encompassing party supply? Because I could see that.
The bag could be anything. I'll take a picture of the chicken wings sitting front seat with the seatbelt over him saying, secured the bag.
That kind
of
thing.
You know what the bag was back in 1963?
Oh, God. What?
Well, when Kennedy was in the car, the guy with the bag was a couple cars back.
What bag?
The bag that, and then you got to have the launch codes.
The football?
Yeah, oh.
They called it the bag. The guy's got the bag. And the bag's got the things in case the Ruskies attack. You got 15 minutes, buddy.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Huh. They called it the bag.
You would take the launch codes with you?
Yeah.
I heard it called the football.
That was later.
Huh.
Back then it was called the bag.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was. And then when Kennedy was shot, Johnson was in the car right behind him. And all of a sudden some guy walks up to him and he didn't really know much about the bag. And the guy's got the codes. Oh, it's very, very interesting. So
Kennedy was put in a bag.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, later. Sadly and tragically.
Body bag.
So, I'm sorry, Al, so you'd go, I hopped in my whip to pick up some stuff for the party. I had to grab some Henny. And then what would you say for marijuana?
I'm a man of a certain age. I'd probably say some trees, some green, probably. I wouldn't call it 420 because I feel like 420 has been, like, I feel like news anchors know what 420 is, and that's like when your parents know what it's like. Okay. You can't use it anymore. Yeah.
So you hopped in your whip to pick up some stuff for the party. You grabbed some Henny and some trees. This party is going to be fun. What would you say this party is going to be?
I would say lit or live.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Okay, now my second one, I answered the question. You want to read this one?
Yeah, this was this was an interesting answer, Tom. it was interesting because I said, Tom, in a complete sentence, I need you to tell me that you have a date with an attractive, curvy woman, but you're worried because you do not have a lot of money. And I needed slang for attractive, curvy, and not having a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom writes back, this was almost like when you yell into a seashell and you hear your own voice back. Tom just really repeated. Okay, so here's what Tom wrote. He writes, I have a date with an attractive, which was the word I needed a synonym for. He just gave me the word right back. I don't know if that's even, he did write something, so that's not an F, but it just,
yes,
that was the word I needed to be.
With an attractive Rubenesque woman.
Yes, you said I have a date. You replaced curvy with Rubenesque, yeah. Which I'll take, I guess.
Some would say Rubens-esque, but that's an argument for another time.
Oh.
Well, the artist is Rubens.
And then Tom goes, and now this is the big part I wanted him to say, but he's worried because he does not have a lot of money. And he says, but I'm worried because I'm broke. So it's really the same sentence with the word Rubenesque in it. But, and Chick, what do you give that sentence?
I give that, he tried, but he tried. Well, I'm going to grade on a curve because I know Tom too well. I just fail him out the entire course because he didn't do anything.
How would you say an attractive, curvy woman, Chick?
Thick.
Yeah.
No, thick.
Thick means curvy. What about attractive?
Hot and thick.
That sounds like a
thick and hot.
Sounds like a burger. Restaurant.
like a big bowl of chili. Am I right, Al? Sorry.
Well, how would you say you were worried about the date because you didn't have a lot of money?
I'm between the eagle right now.
Oh.
Whoa.
How
Whoa.
About that, huh?
What does that mean?
Well, the eagle flies on Friday.
Oh, so...
On payday.
Between paydays.
Yeah. I see.
The Allman Brothers taught us that. I'm trying to help you.
The eagle flies on Friday. That's what that means.
I love that phrase. I've never heard that in my life. I love that.
Let's start it. Let's see if we can start the eagle as payday.
Okay.
Well, the eagle flies on Friday, so that's a legit phrase from that song.
Yes,
I
know.
Put it together. That's interesting.
I'm thinking. I'm flesh and blood.
Is the eagle on any major bills?
I think it's on all of them.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
With the arrows in his talons?
Oh, that thing? Oh, that's okay.
That's an eagle. What did you think it was? A pigeon? What do you...
I mean, but like, there's no bill that has the face of an eagle where the...
Well, it's not like Andrew Jackson,
well,
no.
I think he's a little avian.
Well, he has a bill. Surely he has a bill. Yeah.
So, Al, how would you say in a complete sentence, I had a date with an attractive, curvy woman...
Thick.
But I don't have any money. How would you say it?
I'd be like, dude... I got a date with this fine, thick, super thick, oatmeal thick girl. But, bro, I'm flat until next Friday.
Oh, that's good.
So you Josh, what would you say? You could mix the metaphors, couldn't you?
I'm sorry. Between
couldn't
eagles.
You go,
between eagles is
better. Between eagles is better.
It's awesome.
Couldn't you say she's thick, but I'm flat?
That's what he just said.
Right.
But, I mean... in putting the two things together. She's so thick, I got flat.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
yeah.
Like she sat on me.
Yes.
She flattened me.
Hey, Willie. Hates fat people.
Oh, yeah. Tom and Michelle Obama. Hate fat people.
I said Rubenesque. That's a very classy way to say it. I could have Zaftig.
Zafting, you sure could.
Corpulent,
yeah. Beef cadet.
Beef cadet is one of his favorites.
I think attractive Rubenesque is a nice way of saying curvy.
Sure, right.
A little more tasteful.
Right.
And how would you say you didn't have any money, Josh?
Oh, broke. That's what I would say.
Okay, yeah. Christy.
I don't speak slang.
Okay, Willie, how would you say that?
Yeah, it's like, I have no money right now, or I'll say like I'm waiting to get paid again or something.
Well, how would you say you had a date with a as Al put it, a fine, thick, curvy woman?
I went out. She's a little thicker milkshake, I think, is what I would say.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I would say she's thicker than a Snicker.
Oh, that's good.
I liked my between eagles and thick and hot like a bowl of chili. I liked them both.
Okay,
Ace, you want to tackle this one? You've got a date with an attractive, curvy.
Got a date with a heavy set beauty, but got no money.
heavy set beauty sounds like
she plays with the Browns.
Yeah.
Heavy set beauty sounds like a breed of Saint Bernard.
That there's a heavy set beauty. They live 4 years.
Okay, now Al, that was a part three to your quiz.
Yes, and this was the hardest one.
I think I blew this one. I don't know the code words with the letter things, the acronyms, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Yeah, you could just tell, and everybody that hears this will. You'll see that Tom just starts strong, and then you can just tell. You see the exact moment when he just quits and goes, "I have stuff to do this morning."
I'm very busy this morning. The sentence that you wrote.
So here's the question. I said, in this hypothetical scenario, I send you this text. What does it mean? And here's what the text would say. This is, imagine this on the screen of Tom's phone.
Okay.
All right. I say, chick wrote something mean about you on Instagram, but he got ratioed. TBH, you got the WIMO.
I think I've got a better idea what it means now.
Okay.
What do you think it means now?
I bet you don't.
Chick wrote something mean about me on Instagram, but he got ratioed, meaning that more people disliked what he said, and it reflected badly on him
That's
me. Exactly right.
That is right.
Amazing.
Is TBH to be heard?
No, you got the first two right.
You're close.
It's something you never are.
Honest.
hey, dude, that's your son. Okay.
To be honest,
yeah.
And is it you got the WIMO?
WIMO.
W I M O.
No,
no, no. It's you got the W.
And then IMO.
Oh, you got the win.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that.
The WEMO.
Why that's what it says.
I like WEMO way better.
WEMO way, WEMO way, WEMO way.
Like WEMO way left.
TBH, to be honest, you got the win in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, there's a space between the W and the I.
Now, Tom, can I tell the people what you wrote?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Should be good.
This is what Tom's response the first to that part, question right? was. Chick wrote something bad about me on Instagram, but his fans ganged up on him because they were on my side. So far, so good.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ratioed.
Right.
To be heard. All right. That's one train wheel off the track.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a big wiener.
Yes.
I mean, enormous.
All right. Yeah. I mean, enormous.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that would be really big.
Again, I was under pressure. Dean was hovering over me. We had to get back out of the commercial.
It was entertaining.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.